CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Capital One Venture Card.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It's traditionally known as a smooth transition of power, but as it stands, President Trump is not bowing out after President-elect Joe Biden was declared the next president 3 days ago. Mr. Biden just held his first news conference, says our Stephen Portnoy reports.
The incoming president says the Trump administration's efforts to stymie the transition have not derailed the process.
Nothing's going to stop that.
Despite suggestions from his own aides that he'd file suit to force the administration to turn over the keys to government office space, Mr. Biden said such a move doesn't seem necessary. He also shrugs off a lack of classified briefings.
It would be nice to have it, but it's not critical.
On the whole, Mr. Biden called Mr. Trump's posture an embarrassment that won't help the Trump legacy. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe on why it matters.
Among other things, the Biden transition team at this point should be getting classified briefings, access to secure facilities, the ability to submit more names for background briefings. They can't even talk to the State Department yet to help them facilitate the calls that they're getting from world leaders to congratulate Mr. Biden.
The Supreme Court wrestled with the future of the landmark health care law that championed by Democrats and attacked by Republicans. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris says they'll fight for what's known as Obamacare when they're in office.
Each and every vote for Joe Biden was a vote to protect and expand the Affordable Care Act, not to tear it away in the midst of a global pandemic.
No decision from the high court until next year. On the COVID front, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has announced new restrictions, including earlier restaurant and bar closing times. Beginning Friday, they'll have to close at 10 p.m.
It is absolutely heartbreaking, but we can project with some certainty where we're going to be in 10 days and where we would be in 20 days. What we have the capacity to do is start to change that by our behaviors.
The opposite is happening in New Orleans.
Bars will now be allowed to open.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says letting people back into bars for the first time since the pandemic began is an important step for a city known for its bars and celebrations.
This is a big deal.
She credits months of public cooperation and more harsh restrictions than most places have seen.
We're able to do things that many cities in this country are not able to do right now.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
CNET's Ian Schur on a new Apple MacBook just announced with a chip known as an M1.
The company says it offers more battery life, it's more capable, and it will allow the company to create new types of computers in the future.
At the close, the Dow gained 262. This is CBS News.